presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 18, 1058 America, New York. Twitter is auctioning off kegerators, office supplies from San Francisco headquarters. The company listed more than 600 items, including a neon bird sign that's currently fetching $27,500.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 18, 1043 America, New York. J.B. Hunt profit slides on slowing freight demand. The freight sector bellwether's revenue fell short of expectations in the fourth quarter.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 18, 1030 America, New York. Paul Johnson, the last of his kind. Paul Johnson passed away a few days ago, at age 94. Theodore Dalrymple, in the City Journal, writes, he coined striking phrases. Hitler's views, for example, were the syphilis of antisemitism in its tertiary phase, and he could never be accused of mealy-mouthedness.
Daily FX Market News.
January 18, 1030 America, New York, DAX 40, Dow and FTSE Outlook. Equities stall but bulls stand firm. DAX, Dow and FTSE have reached a pivot point that could influence their next move. With fundamental and technical headwinds at play, price action remains key.
New York Times Business.
January 18, 1020 America, New York, Bitcoin price rallies to recoup losses since FTX collapse. Investors have pushed the cryptocurrency above $21,000, and other digital tokens have risen as well.
New York Times Business.
January 18, 1016 America, New York. GOP in talks with networks about debates, and even CNN is included. Conversations between RNC officials and television executives signal that the contours of the Republican nominating contest are shaping up. Senator Marco Rubio, Donald J.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 18, 1015 America, New York. Southwest pilots to vote on whether to authorize union leaders to call for strike. Southwest Airlines pilots plan to vote later this year on whether to authorize union leaders to call for a strike should they deem it necessary, as they become increasingly frustrated with what they say are stalled contract negotiations. BBC News Business.
January 18, 951 America, New York. Microsoft to cut 10,000 jobs as spending slows. Chief Executive Satya Nadella says cuts will cost $1.2 billion as tech firms scale back from COVID growth.
New York Times Business.
January 18, 935 America, New York. Retail sales fell in December as holiday shoppers held back. Weaker than expected results, including at popular holiday shopping destinations like electronics outlets and department stores, showed how concerns about inflation are affecting consumers. High inflation, rising interest rates, and a slowing economy have squeezed consumers' wallets.
Daily FX Market News.
January 18, 1923 America, New York, U.S. Breaking News. PPI and retail sales missed to the downside, USD down, stock up. Lower CPI and now PPI suggests that U.S. inflation is dissipating. However, dismal U.S. retail sales data during the holidays doesn't bode well for stocks ahead of Q4 earnings.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 18, 8 o'clock America, New York. How threatening are communist farmers? In his State of the Commonwealth speech on January 11, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin stated, in addition, Virginians, not the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, should own the rich and vibrant agricultural lands God has blessed us with.
Daily FX Market News.
January 18, 8 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar, DXY, remains under pressure ahead of important U.S. data. The U.S. dollar trades just above a multi-month support level, and with important U.S. retail sales and PPI on deck, this zone may come under pressure.
BBC News Business. January 18, 736 America, New York, cost of living, rents and house prices continue to rise. Private rental prices continue a trend of rises higher than any time in the last 7 years.
Marginal Revolution.
January 18, 725 America, New York. AI Claude passes law and economics exam. The Claude AI from Anthropic earned a marginal pass on a recent GMU law and economics exam. Graded blind. Claude is a competitor to GPT-3 and, in my view, an improvement. BBC News Business.
January 18, 6:33 America, New York, air travel costs soar at record rate in December. The price of a plane journey hit rose at the fastest pace since 1989 while coach travel jumped.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 18, 6 o'clock America, New York, avert short reflection on pacifism. Merriam-Webster defines pacifism as opposition to war or violence as a means of settling disputes. As long as disputes are possible and not everybody is a pacifist, the pacifist can only hope to live in peace if some non-pacifists stand on his side.
Global economy. January 18, 4:36 America, New York, European stocks waver as investors bet inflation has peaked. Fears of protracted recession ease, but analysts warn jump in U.S. rates has yet to feed into corporate results.
Global economy.
January 18, 4:25 America, New York, global oil demand set to reach record high as China reopens, IEA says. Russian supplies and Beijing's policies represent two wild cards of 2023.